Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
God put two things in my life. He put addiction in my life, and he put losing a child in my life. And I take it as God put that in my life because he wants me to help others with addiction and others who have lost a child.
And I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony, obviously we're very good friends, but what I really admire about you is a lot of us can talk a game about things, and you actually are talking about what God has done in your life to help you and to carry forward. And, you know, you celebrated 3 years of sobriety this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you give God all the credit for it. You know, we always hear, well, how did you do it? And I've heard you say, I didn't. God did. You were obedient. I think about Romans 8:28, Bill, and, you know, that we do what God wants us to do if we're fitting into his plans and we're obedient,
mm-hmm.
that blessings are going to come. But there is going to be some suffering sometime, no doubt.
Yeah, we underestimate it because it comes in unexpected ways. You were racing to the hospital, mm-hmm. overjoyed, mm-hmm. with excitement, and you had a 100% opposite response to unbelievable horror.
Yeah, and one of the things that he said, and I don't want to skirt by this, is when he's really hurting, what does he do? 2 hours a night in the Word.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows that that's where his strength is going to come from. And I was thinking, too, if you had an opportunity to have a massive relapse, this would be the time.
I'm actually glad you pointed that out. Absolutely every single person that I know thought I was going to relapse.
Why wouldn't you?
And I didn't. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
It is.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
No, that's God.
It is God. That's why we do the show.
Thank you. I know that. I've been on it 5 years. But no, it is. But for me, Billy, what's really cool is I got to see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did George get to see it happen, at this funeral, I don't know, there's 400, 500 people there. There's a lot of non-believers there,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tony's got a big job, and his wife does, and they're in the community, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people there, and they're looking really good, and they're driving nice cars, and they don't know Jesus. And they heard the gospel message because a kid never took a breath on earth. He went straight to heaven, and mm-hmm. this minister knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
And if you only got to hear the gospel message once, and you were a Christian at that service, you're thinking, we got a great God. He's got us. You know, this is really sad. I cried the whole way home. But I felt really good about that God has us. And when you see Tony's life and what's happened since, he stayed sober. He didn't relapse. But he did his part. You know, he's working the steps. He's going to church. He's praying. And he's in the Word 2 hours a night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a caller, Eddie from Coon Rapids, wanted to know if George actually cried tonight. And the answer is yes.
I'm Irish. I cry when they open a new Target.
I know. Okay. I know. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.